Rambam Shatals Biyar Uman. So up to Sma, the Oz Ein Pu'ulas Sachir Mutal Al Balabayas Lavalov Shrei Taifis Mishalo Kenegdo. That we bought, you owe the mechanic $100 fixing your car, but on the other hand, he has the car. The car is worth a lot more than $100. Shrei Taifis Mishalo Kenegdo, since he's holding on to a mashkin, to the money that you owe the mechanic, therefore you're not over Ambal Talon. That is the pashtus understanding of the Sma, and we have a new idea over here, that since the Uman is holding on to a mashkin of yours, you are not over Ambal Talon. Bal Talon is only over when you owe him money, and he has nothing of yours by him, and you owe him the money, so you're over Ambal Talon. But if he has something of yours by him, then you're not over on Bal Talon. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav also goes like this Mahalach, and he explains, and I quote, Avol kol zman shatal is biyad uman, as long as the talis is by the uman, afal pi shegomro, he finished fixing the talis, the kol samalachdo, eino oiva lo, eino oiva, you're not over on Bal Talon, afilu hu etzlo kami yomim, even if the talis is still by him for many days, even if the Uman says, I want my money. He's not shot, he's forgoing, I'm not ready to get paid yet, don't worry. No, he calls you up and he says, I want your money. Come pick up the talis. I want the money. I want to get paid already. My kids are starving. I need money to buy food. Come pick up your talis. It doesn't make a difference. You are not over on Bal Talon. Shekivan, sheyesh biyad Uman mishalo keneged. Scharo, since the Uman has Lamaisa, the talis, which is worth more than the schar that you owe him, or the car that's worth more than the schar, Einani karibo lo sashok, biyomit titan she'ein ze oishik. You're not withholding the schar, because on the other hand, he has the car by him. Umizeh yesh lumod, shemnoisin mashkin lepoyel. If you ever give a mashkin to the poyel, lav dafko, this case where the article that you gave him to fix is still by him. Even if you give him a different article as a mashkin, stamos, I have nothing to do with the article you're giving him to fix. If you give him a mashkin, eino oiva klum, afim yesh lo mos, even though you have money, and usually when a person has money and it comes time to pay, he's oiver. Nevertheless, you're not oiver ambal tolin, since he has a mashkin of yours, and having the car or the talis is like having the mashkin, and you're not oiver ambal tolin. This sheet is asma and shulchan aruch rav, has makar in Rishonim as well. It's not just a svara from the Achronim. The Shita Mekubetzis and Baba Metzia on the Sugyo brings down a Ramach who entertains this idea. And whenever the worker, the poyel, has a mashkin of the Balabayas is not over on Bal Talon. Well, in the case of the Gemara, in the case that Shulchan Aruch Rav is adding on is when he gave something dafke as a mashkin. Here, in this case, you just gave him your talis to fix. You gave him, so he has some depth to be about the pula that it was done, that this thing he still has. That's called Sacher Itcha.
The mechanic borrowed
my I would think in such a case that that's not good enough. That's what I think, but I'm not sure. I hear what you're asking. The mechanic borrowed, I would think that's not good enough.
What? It's when he gave him
the no. As long as he still has a mashkin by him, it's not Oibram Bal Talon.
This would go on indefinitely?
Yeah. We go on definitely. Correct.
And the mashkin has to be
more valuable. Has to be equal at least to the value that you owe him. Because we know, I don't know if you learned, that even if you owe him without, if you owe him a dollar, and that's already Yoivan Bal Talon, if Peruta, Yoivan Bal Talon. So if the mashkin wouldn't be worth the $100, only worth $99 in whatever sense that's still left over Peruta, you'd be Yoivan Bal Talon. The Shita Mekubetzis brings a Ramach that entertains his Atzad. He says, Miutzar Hin, Heked Amalei Gemartiv, when the Uman calls up the Balabai and says, look, I finished the article, take it, I want my money. Do you say that's like you gave it back in your Oivran Bal Talin? Since he did not take the article, the Balabas didn't take the article, worker is a shaymechinam on the article, on the car. Avagav d'amalei gemartiv, even though he said I'm finished, Even though he said, come, pick up your article and bring money, you're still not over on Baal Tolan, lo karinam be pula sachi itcha, sharei ein puloso etzlo. Because he has the car. Kein nira. That's what it seems to him, but tzarechin. He does end off with a tzarechin, but the maisel he says, kein nira. This is the idea of the Sma and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Ramach and the Shita is mitzadim like this. The Mishabrua and the Sefer Avos Chesed, which I'm sure you're all familiar with by now, in Perek Yud, Sif Aleph, and Ora Beis, he paskins like the Sma. He paskins that even if the Balabas says, come pick up your, if the Poel says, come pick up your item, I want my money, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you did not pick up the item, and the item is still by the Poel, you are not over on Baal Tolin. And he brings down the Shita Mikabas and Shem Rabbeinu Yoinusson that says the same idea. In Bir Alocha, he also talks about this shaila. What is the reason why you're not Oivrim Baal Tolin when the talis is still by the Uman? And what's it doing in Bir Alocha and Mishabru? We know the Mishabru is written on Orachayim, not on Chosh Mishpat. It's in Hilchah Shabbos. We know the Alocha is that a person has to spend money on Oinik Shabbos. You have to buy nice, good food for Shabbos. So the Bir Alocha over there talks about a case, in Simin Reish Mem Beis, the Bir Alocha talks about a case where you have money to buy Oinik Shabbos, but you also owe a Poyol money for the work that he did. And if you pay the Poyol, you won't be able to Mekayim Oinik Shabbos. And if you Mekayim Oinik Shabbos, you won't be able to pay the Poyol. So he dances over there, what should you do with the money? Which mitzvah is a greater mitzvah? And then he says, perhaps that be about to paying a poil is the raisa. Well, onik Shabbos might be only the rabbanon. And even if onik Shabbos is the raisa, well, the maisa paying a poil has a lav and a say. Well, onik Shabbos only has an assay. The mele in halacha, when you're choosing which mitzvah to do, you all have money to only to do one mitzvah. A mitzvah that's an assay and a lav takes precedence over a mitzvah that's only an assay. And therefore, the Mishabura says that l'chayr, you should pay the poil and not have money for Oinik Shabbos. But at the end, he gives you an eitzah. He gives you an eitzah. V'chein divereinu hu dafkim kvar hevi apula lebeis balabais. That this whole problem that you run into, which I feel that you should pay the poil and lose out on your Oinik Shabbos, is only when the poil brought the talis back to your house. V'kibul mimenu, and you accepted it from him. Dilav hachi, because if you did not accept the talis from the poyol, yesh lebalabayis eitza acheres. The balabayis has an eitza. Shelo lekabu imenu. Don't accept the talis. He comes, he's knocking at your door, and he has his talis, and he has your talis in his hand, and he says, I finished it. I want to be paid. The balabas says, I don't want to take it. I'm not taking it. Shelo lekabu imenu. Don't take it. Vaz eino oiver. Then you're not oiver on bal talin. Because again, the talis is still in the hands of the poyol. Even though the poyol wants to get rid of it, he wants to be paid, it doesn't make a difference. Since it's still in his hands and you did not receive it, it's called talis biyada uman. It's like there's a mashkin there, you're not over. Afilim amalu apoyol bova talachevitz imeni, veni roitz la'akva takas haschirusa, the poyol says, I don't want it, I don't want to be on Shabbos, I want to get rid of it, I want to get it from my head. Doesn't make a difference. You are not over on Baal Tolan, and this is the eitz he tells you to do. So he's passing in clearly, like the smart, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he's telling you that this is what you should do. Keep the mashkin, keep the article by the pile, and in this way you're not over on Baal Tolin, and you have no problems, and you can be Mekayim, your mitzvah by Nikshavs. And that's based on this Mechaba. This is one way of understanding the Mechaba. That it's a din of like a mashkin, and you're not over. The Meiri has a different shot in the Gemara, and the Meilu will have a different shot in the din of the Mechaba. The Meiri does not learn that it's as though there's a mashkin there, or that a mashkin takes care of the Issa. The Meiri learns more of a balabata shot in the sugya. You've already learned that whenever the poyol is not taveya his schar, You're not over on Baal Talim. So Zakti Meiri, that as long as the talis is still biyada uman, that's similar to not being tevei the schar. Why isn't the uman calling you up and telling you he wants it? So that's similar to not being tevei aschar. Tzmar ba'atzu sheinu makpid al domov, achash ha'tals biyado. He's not being makpid on the money, so that's like he's not being tevei aschar. So there's no new din. This Gemara is not teaching you a new din. You already know the din that if you're not tevei, you're not over. All the Gemara is teaching you that there's another way to accomplish not being tevei aschar, and that is if the uman still has a talis in his hands. Obviously, that being the case, if the uman would call you up and say, I want my money, come pick up your talis, avada, you won't have the p'tur of the Gemara. And as I said, to me, be black and white. When we call Malcolm, in toivo schiroso, if the uman says, I want my money, veinu roitze lahatze a talis such misyori lov shiafredu, and he's just holding on to a talis as collateral to make sure he gets paid. Yirosh lo nifke isuru. In such a case, you'll still be over this. Because the whole p'tur of talis beyond uman is not because he has yochefetz, has a mashkin, but rather it's just a way of showing that he's not makbid. Well, if he says, lehedya, barachu bitchak tan, I am makbid, I want my money, I'm just holding on to my talis to make sure I get paid, holding on to your talis to make sure I get paid, in such a case, you're over on Baal Talim. So in the case of the Bir Halacha, when the guy comes knocking on the door on Friday afternoon and says, here's your talis, take it, I want to get paid, avad, and the guy says, nope, I'm not touching it, avad, like the Meiri, in such a case, you're over on Baal Talim. This is not just a Shita Sameiri, this is also a Shita of a Levush. Levush was a Talmud of Ramah, and the Levush goes like this Svara of the Meiri, that the Gemara is not telling me any new Heter, but rather just another way of showing Eino Taveya. The Lashon of the Levush is, Kol zman she'talis biyad uman, afilu acha she'gomru eino oivar lov. Kiven she'eno uman noisen lo, moichelo al tashlim schiruso kol zman she'biyad. It's this idea, I'm moichelo, I'm not moichel you the money, avad, I still want to get paid. Meaning I'm moichel, I'm not being tevea you. Vim noisen lo afilu b'chatze yom chaya biyad tashlim. But once he gives it to you, that's his way of showing that I want to be paid. That is the way the Levush learns and is like the Meiri. So, if a fellow, the mechanic, would call you up like this Meiri Levush and say, your car is ready, I don't see that he's being tevei the schar. I just tell him he's being notified, you should know. I'm sure you want your car as soon as possible. The car is ready. In such a case, that would believe like he's not being tevei you the schar, and you're not Oibram Baal Talim. But if he tells you, your car is ready, I want you to pick it up, I want to get paid, then avad, in such a case, you'll be Oibram Baal Talim, like the Meiri and the Levush. So I don't know if you did the chinuch about Shabbos, about you can't pay on Shabbos if you're not over. I don't know, there's a chinuch that talks about if a guy comes to you on Friday afternoon, there's not enough time to get paid yet. There's all chinuch about that, in such a case you're not over.
If he gives away the mashkin and says, I'll settle up the bill tomorrow, so he doesn't have the mashkin, and he's not being conveyed the money now, is there this about tolling tomorrow?
So no, I think you learned the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly that if I finished an object, say today is Sunday, I finish the object Sunday at 12 o'clock, and I'm not tovei you, I don't call you up. And it comes Monday, and then I call you up and say, pick up your item, you're not over on Baal Talim anymore. Baal Talim, you can only be over the first oina when you're finished. I can only be over on Baal Talim and say, I finished Sunday 12 o'clock, so you're only over by sundown. And if I finish at night, you're only over by sunrise, by alois. And then after that, you're not over in Baal Talim anymore.
But the predication for the Issa of Baal Talim here is the Tzfiyah of Mammon.
That's true. That's true, but this is the way the Torah set it up, is that it's only within one Oina. After that, after Baikar Rishon or Laila Rishon, you're not over in Baal Talim. There's another Issa which you're over on Baal Tasha that you learned. But you're not over on Baal Talim. This is the way the Torah set it up. But what you just mentioned is very Negeah to these two Purushim that we just said. Is that both Perushim are naming on that when the guy finishes his work, it's the Zman of the Peroyim. The Zman Peroyim kicked in. Just for a side reason, you're not over on Baal Talim. Like the Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Sma, you're not over on Baal Talim because the Poel has your Mashkin. And like the Levush and the Meiri, the reason why you're not over on Baal Talim is because it's tantamount to not being Tevei the Schar. This being the case, what happens if the mechanic finishes your car Sunday afternoon? And He didn't call you up like the Levush and the Mivi. He was not Tavei the money. Or like the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Sma, he was Tavei the money, but the car is still by him. Comes Monday, and now you come pick up the car. Comes Monday, and now he says, come pick up the car, I want my money. Will you then be over on Bal Talin? So like we just explained, since Bal Talin is only the Boiker Rishon, or Laila Rishon, and since he finished the job Sunday afternoon, and we said like both these Purushim, it's considered as though he's finishing the job, and Pashis, it's the Zman Peroyin started, so then it's already past Boiker Rishon, it's already past Laila Rishon, and on Monday when you pick up the car, you will not be over on Bal Talin anymore. Because even though he doesn't have the Mashkin anymore, but you won't be over on Bal Talin. That is what will follow like these two Purushim. Does everybody understand this? That's what you follow like this. This being the case, the reading of the Mechaber is a little bit dochuk. The Mechaber says, Nosan talisa l'uman, l'saklu b'kablonis, the gomra, kolz man she'atalz b'yad ha'uman, eino oivim. So far, so good. Either eino oivim because he has a mashkin, eino oivim because it's like he was not teveya. Nosnu lo, if he gave it to you, afilu b'chatzi yom, kibin she'shoka lo b'chamo, oivim mishum bal talin. So like these two Purushim, you're going to have to read into the Mechaber, which is really the Lashon of Gemara. When the Gemara says, Nasan afil b'chatzi yom, doesn't mean the next day he gave it to you. Because if he gave it to you the next day, that's it, there's no one Bal Talin. It's a very over Lali Rishon, Biker Rishon. You're going to have to read into the Mechaber that Sunday he finished the car at 10 o'clock in the morning. And he didn't say anything. Or he said something, but he still has the car by him. He gave it to you on Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then, he doesn't have the mashkin anymore. He now is his way of showing he is being teveya. Then, if you don't pay him, that's the way you're going to have to explain the Mechaber. That this second half of the Mechaber is dafke if he gave you the article on the same day, not the same day, the same oina, that he finished the job. Because like we said, like these two Purushim, the Zman Chiv Peron kicked in already. There are two side reasons why not have a Bal Talin. Either the Poel has a Mashkin, or either it's his way of not being Teveya. That's like these two Purushim. There is a third shot in this Gemara, in this Mechaber. And that is what I think the Olam saw, the Tzois in Simenayim Beis, Ois Chav Gimel. It's a big Tzois. But the Tzois over there has a third shot. And the Tzois wants to say, a Yesoid, that the Ptur over here is not because you have a Mashkin. The Ptur over here is not because he was not Teveya Schar. But the Ptur is more a Yesoidistic Ptur. The Ptur is Zakhtik Tzois, Elamishum, the Kol Zman Sheh Talis B'yad Uman. As long as the Talis is still in the hands of the Uman, Lo Higia Zman, the Zman Peroyin Sheh Zchiris L'Kuli Alma Eina Elam Tzoif, we know Schiris Enem Shalemes Ela B'Soif, the Schiris kicks in only at the end. The Soif, Schiris, the Uman, when is the end? When he bangs that last bang and he finishes the article? No. Hainu Kishemachzirim Lo Akli. The end of the Schiris kicks in when he gives back the article. And that's when the Zman Peroyin begins. Ukidemuchach B'Sugid Perik Ish Mekadesh. And if you look at Rashi over there, Daf Memches on the base, quote you the Loshen, Rashi says, on the Gemara, Eino l'schiris elu l'b'soif, Zok Rashi kishe magzirin lo. When you give it back, that's the end of the schiris. Zok t'ksois v'teida. And I'll prove to you that that's got to be pshat. It's bothered by our point we just made. Dal korcho gadayin lo agiyaz man. Korcho, you have to say that when, as long as you did not return the article, it was not a agiyaz man. Dim lo came, because if you're going to say it was a agiyaz man, and there's a side tour of Mashkin, or the fact he wasn't teveya, gam akashin nosna ein oiva, that it should follow that even after he gives it back, you're not oiva. This is very dochet to read in the Mechab and the Gemara, that he gave it back that same day, just 2 hours later. Pasht is the reading of the Gemara, and the Mechab is that when ever he gives it back, even a few days later, then you'll be over in Bal Talin. The Hechadein of a Baker Rishon Gam Achakech Ein Oiva. If you learn like them, Elavadai Da Dayin Lo Agiyaz Man Klal Kol Zman Shlo Hichzul Lo Akli Umeshunas Lo Baker Rishon. So Zok Tzois like me, it's beautiful that as long as the Poel still has the article, he still has the Talis, he still has the car. It was not Higiyaz Man Prayin. And we all know you're not over on Baltolin until it's a Gears Man Prayan. So he finished the car and is buying for 2 weeks. If he did not return the car, it's not a Gears Man Prayan. And therefore, you're not over on Baltolin. Not because of Mashkin, not because of Nataveya. It's not a Gears Man Prayan. What will follow then? If it's Pshat, it's because it's not a Gears Man Prayan. So when is it a Gears Man Prayan? When he returns the car 2 weeks later. Oh, now it's a Gears Man Prayan. Now the clock starts ticking. Now you're over on Baltolin. The whole svara that once you are an over on Baltolin by Kirishan, once passed by Kirishan, you're never over anymore. That's if it passes by Kirishan from the Zman of Prayan. But if the Zman of Prayan did not come yet, then I don't have this problem of the pass by Kirishan. So when you return the car, that's when the Chiyaban Zman Prayan kicks in. So now, if that's the Chiyaban Prayan kicks in, the first I know, you're over on Baltolin. And only after that, it's called by Kirishan. So then I read the Mechaba very good. Nas and Talisa Le'uman, L'sakna B'Kabalon, is the Gomra. He finished it on Sunday. Kol's man shatars b'yad Uman ain't over. The Talis is by the Uman for weeks and months. He's not over. Why? Because it is not Higiyah's man Purayim. Afinosnilo, Afilu B'Khatzi Yom. But if he gives it to him 3 months later, in the afternoon, now it kicks in his man Purayim, now the clock starts. Kivin Sheshaka Lacham, over Mishum Baltolin. Now you're over Baltolin. It's not called past the Vaikarishim. The Divrei Mishpat brings down the Levush that we said before, and he was Tzayin this Ksais. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to learn in the Sma like the Ksais. I just think it's very hard. I'm just honest, the Aruch HaShulchan learns like that. Yeah, I understand. He seems to learn like that. He quotes the Sma. But, like I said, I think that it's a shver, the choices in the Sma is much tougher than the other shot, than the Ramach shot. The Mashkin, the Graz learns like that. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishaguru also, the Avos Chesed, Shtel Tzu, the Sma, what?
They learn in the Sma like that.
Yes, they learn in the Sma like that. If he got, if, were you going back to Shulchan Aruch or Abstract?
He doesn't have the Mashkin, and he didn't get the Talis.
Well, if it got burnt up, then now you're going to have to know what halachis the Poel has. If it's a Shai Masach, a Shai Mechinim, what the Ksais was saying is a Shai Mechinim. So if it's a Shai Mechinim, it got burnt up by Aynes, so he's Pater.
I want to know what this is about Talis. The item was finished.
You mean like the Ksais?
There's no Mashkin anymore.
Right, so you mean there's no, so look, I would say, Mendy, help tell me if I'm wrong. I would say that once the mashkin burnt up, and not the mashkin, the talis, so now that's now the gemar. Usually the gemar is kishmav zirin lo, but avivite he is potter for it burning up. So now there's nothing to return. I would say now the zman proyin starts right now, right when it got burnt up. Until you return it, if it's around, the zman proyin doesn't start. But if it's not around, then the zman proyin kicks in.
Well, according to I'm not sure which one, we said that the zman proyin starts when I'm today.
Well, according to the first drop, the Zman Prayin, the way they're learning starts when I'm finished. Not even when I'm Teveya. When I'm finished the job, the Zman Prayin starts. Also agrees that when I finish the job, the Zman Prayin starts. Just not returning the article is like I was not Teveya. Not Teveya, not the Zman Prayin are two different things. Just like every case in the Gemara, if I'm not Teveya by Kirishan, then afterwards I'm Teveya, I'm Pata. Because even though I wasn't Teveya yet, but the Zman Prayin started. Well, what would be the kula? I mean, the kula of the ksais. What's the kula of the ksais?
The kula of the ksais is that the kula of the ksais would be the same thing like the
sheetahs
that hold it like the
fucking sky. Yeah, but right. Okay, you mean as opposed to the levush, right? As opposed to the levush, you're correct. So, from the ksais itself, I would have said that the chiyuv doesn't start yet. On my side, I didn't get it yet. That's correct. That's what I would have said. The Aruch HaShulchan, who's putting things together, I read you the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan. Let me just Okay, the Dibrei Mishnah brings down the Beis Shmuel, so Pirish on Ebenezer, who also learns like the Ksois, then until, Ksois learns like him really, then until you give back the article, the Zman Purim doesn't start. Now that you're mentioning the Aruch HaShulchan so many times, the Aruch HaShulchan, Zloshin, is a little bit of Ksois, but it will be enough Gemina for the Be'alachas Pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Tam is not Al Smashkin. Okay? It says Klar, they're not Tam, and they Shulman Taifas Vashalov Ali Kamashkin. Ela tam hu de kolzman sheino umun mach zolo achefetz elo rishus litvoya. He has no right to be tveya the money until he's ready to give back the chefetz. De ech yit from the minute tashlume achefetz kisheino mach zolo es achefetz. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon. Like that, if Avadim, I'm knocking on your door and saying, here it is, I'm ready to go, pay me, then Avadim, you have a right to be tveya, and once you have a right to tveya, he'll be over on Baltol. That would be like the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm assuming he's along those lines that he has no right to tveya. If you know right, the sma, no, right sma. He says ayin sma siv katan yud. And nobody credits the ksois. Ayin sma siv katan yud. Okay. So these are the three perushim, the main three perushim. You have the pashas of the sma, the shulchan aruch harav, and the mishabura that go. It's the din of mashkin. Like them, the zman proin starts right away. And once it passes by Kirishan, there's no more Baltolin. And you got a kvetch into the Mechaba, that it means he gave it to him within that still, the Zman Rishon, the Baikirishan of the finishing of the article. You have the Miri and the Levush, who also learn that the Zman Proyim starts when he finishes the article. But as long as he doesn't give it back to him, it's like he was not Teveya. But if he says, I want my money, then Avada, you'll be Arvim Baltolin. Then you have the third shot, which is the Ksois, the Beis Shmuel, that as long as you don't return the article, you're not over, the Zman Proin did not start yet, and therefore you're not even Baltolin, but when he does return the article, you will be, the clock will then start, and you're even Baltolin, and it fits into the Mechaba much better. There's a Sefer Shoshanis Yaakov on Choshe Mishpat, a quite free Dika Sefer. He wants to try to make Shalom, I wouldn't say Shalom by themselves, but he holds a both pshat in the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Ksais. And he says it depends what was being said. He says as follows. He holds that Avada, you have the Ptur of the Sma, the Pashtus of the Sma, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that if the Poyel has a Mashkin, you can't be Arvan Baltalim. He holds of that. He also holds the Ksois, that as long as the Poyel has the article, the Zman Peroyin does not kick in. Okay? But he says, sometimes I have like this, and sometimes I have like that. And he explains as follows. If the poyel finishes the article Sunday afternoon, and he calls you up, and he says, come, take your article. He mentions, oh God, obviously bring money. But the ikka point, he says, take your article. So in such a case, there's a simon and shin vav, that when the poyel is not showing that he's interested in holding on to the article for a mashkin to hold on for the money, means he doesn't say, bring money and then I'll give you the article. He says, come, pick up your article. Of course, don't forget your checkbook. In such a case, the halacha is that he blives only like a shomer chinam on it. Because he's not being toifis the chavetz as a mashkin. You don't see that. He's interested in giving the chavetz. He's not holding on to the chavetz for the money. So in such a case, zakt Shoshanis Yaakov, that he has the chavetz is a continuation of having the chavetz the whole time. He fixed it. He finished. Come, pick it up. It's a continuation of having the chavetz. He didn't, so to speak, change the identity of why the chavetz is by him. It's just continuing being by him like it was till now. He has to be by him in order to fix it. So it's just continuing to be by him for the same reason. So in such a case, Dr. Shoshanis Yaakov, then I hold like the Ksois. Then I hold that the Zman Peroyin does not kick in yet. And all the dinim that we said will follow from the Ksois, that when he does file and return the article, months later, the Zman Peroyin kicks in, the clock starts then you will owe about Talib. But Dr. Shoshanis Yaakov, what happens if the guy says, bring money, and then pick up your chayfetz? Which in halacha, the chayfetz now has a different din. Now he's showing you the poel that he's holding on to the chayfetz as a mashkin in order to get his money. And in such a case, you become a shomer sacher on the chayfetz. You're not a shomer chinam anymore. You're a shomer sacher on the chayfetz. So zokt the Shoshanis Yaakov, that in such a case where he showed that he wants to now change the identity of the chayfetz. Until now it was by me, because it was by me, I had to fix it. But now it's by me because I'm holding on to it as collateral. And now I become a shomer sacher on the chayfetz. So he wants to say in such a case, it's like you gave the chayfetz to the poyel, to the balabas. The Zman Purim kicked in, and you took him back as a mashkin. So in such a case, you won't have the Tzaisis Svara, or rather the Zman Purim will kick in, but then you'll have the Zman Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Then you'll have the Svara that I'm still not over on Baal Tola because I have a mashkin. But the Nafkamina will be now when he finally gives back the Chavitz 2 months later. You can't say now the Baal Tola kicks in, because the Zman Purim kicked in 2 months ago. It's already passed by Karishin. You won't be over on Baal Tola. And that's the way the Shoshanis Yaakov Paskins, a little bit of the Ksais and a little bit of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. You go weiter? Okay, Ashkoyach.
My many dry cleaners have a sign. If you don't pick it up in 30 days.
Right.
So it's history.
History. So what's that? So, like that, it should follow, then it's as though I returned, like the Ksais, it should follow that as though like I returned it.
At that point.
30 days, and then you have to pay me the money, correct.
Okay, and if somebody else...
I wonder if that sign works, I don't know anything about, you know...
No, you have it in mikvah,
You understand,
you're mafka, you're going according to their rules.
Right, right.
If somebody else picked it up by mistake, wrong guy picked up my towels.
So... Now what's going to lead it in then? I mean,
the cleaner doesn't have it.
Is now is he a pesheah for giving it to the wrong guy?
He was a shemchina.
But
somebody else took it.
That might be a pesheah. You don't give something to the wrong guy. That might be a pesheah.
Happens all the time.
Okay, you have to know.
Let's say it's not pesheah.
So again, would that be the same thing as before? If it's not pesheah, so the dry cleaners is potter. Because they if they weren't holding on it for the money, I don't think they show they're holding on it for the money. A shemchina.
But I'm not going to pay him yet.
So why am I not mechuyif to pay him? Lechem Shalom. Moshe Chaim Khan.
Khan. You live in Lakewood?
I live in Lakewood, yeah.
Okay. Shalom, thank you very much.
Okay. So I should still be mechuyif to pay the dry cleaner.
I'm not mechuyif to pay the dry cleaner because Be'etzem, he didn't give it to me.
So what?
But he doesn't have a mashkinen anymore.
I understand. So his man
should be kicking in.
I think it was.
But Lemaisa, he owes me a zach.
He doesn't owe me.
He's
potter. If it wasn't a pshia, he's potter. He's potter. He doesn't owe me anything. So I owe him for the.
Okay.
For the,
and if he's pesheya.
So then, if he's pesheya, so then he owes me for the talis. And again, I would say this man still. I still owe him for the job to be done. You have to know Hichus Poyel if I owe him for the job to be done, because the Maisha are two separate things. I finished the job, so he owes me for cleaning his talis, and he owes me for cleaning his talis, but I owe him for being a Bashaya and getting rid of a clean talis. So it will be.
So I'll.
Right. I
can be over the lab even though I don't have the talis and he owes me for the talis.
Now, this is something that. Now, the fact that he owes me something, maybe that lies away like a mashkin. It's Pulas Ifka. He owes me.
That could still be a mashkin.
Like he owes me money. Okay. Yeah, he owes me money in such a case. That would be maybe that would be like that of life, like a mashkin in that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My question wanted to ask you, what if you pick up that garment but you have another one by him?
So if that other
he has another mashkin. Right,
another mashkin, so like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav would be part. As long as he has some mashkin, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav would be part. A sma and a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, right.
Right.
The Miri doesn't hold it as mashkin business. The Miri holds it. As long as you pick it up, that shows that I want my money, then I'm about to be chayiv. Like the Ksais, you have to know if he holds a mashkin. He just didn't learn a sugya like that. Maybe he will hold a mashkin or not. That's up for grabs. And Shon Yaakov wants to say that he holds both. That's fine.
Last week we talked about a babysitter.
Okay. Yes.
So let's say it's not. You're not talking about a katan or a katana. Let's say you're talking about someone who's over.
Why can't be a katan or a katana also about a baltal or a katana?
No. Because then if I can't, if I give the a katan or a katana a mashkin, I don't know if I can give him a mashkin, right? Let's say it's a gadol. Okay.
No.
Let's say it's a gadol. Okay.
Fine.
So you have a 15-year-old girl that's babysitting.
Right.
You come home, you realize you don't have cash in your pocket. You don't want to go out to the ATM.
Right.
You can then give her a mashkin and say, you know what? I don't have cash. Take this mashkin, I'll pay you tomorrow.
Well, let's if she's maskim or she's not maskim.
Okay, so go through the tzadim. So if she's maskim.
See, right, if she's maskim, well, she might only be maskim. If she's maskim to pay tomorrow, without
then
a
you're
maskin,
right.
Then
right.
But if she's not maskim, but only with a maskin,
right.
then about it, you won't be on the tallin anyway. But she's maskim, you don't pay her, but you give her. I don't have to come out to the chiddush if she has a maskin. She's maskim not to get paid tomorrow because of X, Y, and Z.
You're not mekayim to say,
if you pay. Only svaras are svaras, not to be over
mal tallin. But does that mean that you're over on a bittul, that you're being mevatel mitzvah, let's say?
This is a big thing. That even though you're not even a bal tolin, you have an assay on your hands as possible to be done. Could be even a bittul assay.
Even with her rishus.
Even her rishus, correct. Even her rishus,
at least you're not being.
You're not being mekayim, right? And whenever you have a chance to mekayim assay and then bid the riska, especially you should try to mekayim all the assays you can. Try to mekayim the assay. You know, I think there's stories with the stipler and things like that where he made up with his editor or something that he's not going to pay him. Till way later, so he's not going to be able to tell him. But I don't know, for some reason, he still kept on coming every week to pay him. So the guy said, "Wait, coming." He said, "I want him to come, I say, or every day. I don't know, every time he finishes." Uh-huh.
Now, if the woman asked for his money, why does he become Shemesah?
Because the Gemara says that since he's asking for his money, he said, and bring the money, and then, not just asking for the money, it's not that he has to in that order. Bring money, and then I'll give you the chayfetz. That's his way of showing I'm holding on to the chayfetz until you give me the money. So he's holding on to the chayfetz as a mashkin, so he's having a no from holding on to the chayfetz. So with that hano, he becomes a shomasacha.
What's the hano?
When you have the thing in Bayou, you have hana from that. 100%. You're the muktzuk. That's a lot of hana.
You can't eat a mashkin. You
can't eat a mashkin, but when you come to a din Torah, you're the muktzuk. You have much better leverage. You have a lot of hana from that.
Right.
You look very familiar, Maynard?
My father's also just last Sunday. 16, I think.
We used to live with Danziger in the morning.
Right,
the Danziger.
Yeah.
You ever see Danziger around? He's in Baltimore.
He's in Baltimore. I teach with one of his machatonim now. But his father still lives in my mother's building. But as you think, with the Shiloh of Shabbos, Kivan is famous as Asay Shabbat Chachol, about the Torah of Brit. You have a Shiloh. I want only Shabbos will pay you. And Tosfos Grand says, let's say a guy make a chesed. So a guy will say, listen, it's chutz mischar Shabbos, right? So I'll go and I'll borrow to the hilt. This neighbor shall find a way to give you back the money. So Zog says, no, you can only borrow where it's realistic for you to pay back.
You can't
make chesed that somehow the right? So here's a stack of thinking. You're declaring, Chabon Shabbos, I have to pay you. I say Shabbat Chol, what do you mean, Chabon Shabbos?
But the only I say Shabbat Chol, it's not Yitzhak Lebrius. Here not being Yitzhak Lebrius.
You are going to say, because I have to pay you.
I'll pay you next week. I'll have money.
Especially the guy's money,
But I'll help. I'll have money next week. I know I'll have money next week. I'm not worried that I won't have money next week because this second I don't have money. And this second it's not a star of Rebriya. It's the Isser of the din of a Sey Shabbat Chachol is only when you're going to be in star of Rebriya. I'll pay you next week.
You're the customer. Right. In other words, you're clearing. I have my own Shabbos, right? Or I have to pay you the mechanic.
So which have so two mitzvahs
so
now?
So I'll tell you. Listen, don't be a sadik and grandstand. I say Shabbat Chachol.
You're taking it off to mechanic session. I'm not money stalker. I'm going to pay you, Mr. Mechanic, next week. Don't worry. I'll even give you a post-dated check if you want.
I thought stalker means just stalker.
You're not supposed to fall on the...
You're a cheshman,
I'm not doing on you. I'll do you on a bonus roll. I'm having a say. I'm all the shema. I'm not interested in the kodam. I'm all the shema. I want a mitzvah this, I want a mitzvah that. It's two mitzvahs. It's not so much, you know, I'm not being called, I'm not pleading on money, I'm not saying I don't want to pay you, I'll pay you. Just.
You're not pleading because you have no money.
It's not only, I'm only, okay. Right now I don't have money. I can have millions of dollars, but it's all tied up. I'm not, you know, right now, I'm not being Star Capri's. Yeah, I'm not being Star Capri's. Next week I'll have all the money, I'll pay you. Just this second, I just don't have money. That's okay, fine. Thank you. Okay.
Living in
Lakewood,
then?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, brother? No, my brother lives, I don't know, you know, Kimball, Paul Kimball Hospital is in Lakewood? I don't know, that's the south of the lake. I live on the south of the lake. He lives all the way on the north of the lake.
Yeah, I know, but my son hired him as a rogue from the shul.
Right? Oh, see, right. So your son will not live far from me.
Yeah.
What's your son's name? I don't know. Your neighbor, where your son lives, is Arlington, of course, and so it's about 18-minute walk from me. That's where my brother took a prophet, but a shul, he stayed with me for Shabbos. So it's about 18-minute walk. But both on the south side of the lake, one's west of the Nile, one's east of the Nile. But where my brother lives now is north of the lake, all the way on the other side of town. He's a 45-minute walk, I think, on the walk there. So he moves. That's okay,
Thank you.
What is the most common thing of like solvents?